This is the Daily Update for Monday, April 17, 2017. Vice President Mike Pence visits the North Korean border, sticks it right in Kim Jong-un's face. There's the Vice President right on your border. Kim's missile goes up after he said he wasn't going to do it, and then he was threatened not to do it, and then he did it anyway. His missile goes up and explodes after about 5 seconds. The media is saying it must have been hacked. It was definitely hacked. Hacked for sure. With no evidence, you know, CNN and all these other guys come out there saying it was hacked, it was hacked, it was hacked. And this is a problem with the media. You know, don't say it unless you know. I mean, if you're going to pontificate, it's different, and you want to have a segment saying, well, what could be and what could happen, whatever. And even that ends up pointless and useless. So stick to the evidence, media, please. Donald Trump is calling on China to handle the North Korean problem, even though China may not have that type of influence over North Korea at this point. And Donald Trump is considering a sudden military strike on North Korea to stop their nuclear program and stop them from developing missiles that can reach the United States. In Hawaii, lawmakers are asking for money to update their plan for a nuke attack since they had all of these fallout shelters and they've fallen into disarray over the years since they were defunded and nobody needed them and they used to have first aid supplies and food and they don't have that anymore. But basically, people in Hawaii are afraid. They're afraid of this problem. And then Trump has to deal with this problem, and he is. He's not just letting it go like the past administration. So Donald Trump's approval rating is up to 50%, according to a Rasmussen poll. So people are liking him more and more every day. At least half of the voters out there are saying he's doing a good job as president. The other half may not like him so much, but it really comes down to the actions he's taken, dropping that bomb on Afghanistan, going after Syria, and now dealing with this North Korean thing. We're only a few months into his administration, and he's actually taken action on many different fronts, which we haven't seen before in a presidency, right? The University of Wisconsin and Cornell University here in Ithaca, New York, is now offering free tampons in men's bathrooms. So their contention is there are transgender males that will be using these bathrooms, and even though they identify as a male, their vagina says differently. They're going to need these tampons. And the program, which makes them free, is taking money away from other students. And this is something that should be talked about because it's going to cost a fortune, and not including the waste that's going to come off of this. Because if you put tampons in a men's bathroom, those guys are going to take those tampons and do everything with them that they can just to throw them away, right? There's going to be like a tampon rebellion, you know? The tampon party, right? How many transgender female to males are there out there that are going to be using these free tampons in the men's bathroom? So to all you guys out there, instead of wasting those tampons, I'm going to share with you the top 10 survival uses for a tampon. Number one, you can use them as a medical bandage. If you get hurt, something happens, you know, you want to put a bandage on, that tampon will come in handy to soak up that blood. Number two, a crude water filter. Let's say you're out in the wilderness, you know, and you're stranded and you have to make a water filter out of something. You have like a running supply of water, but you don't know about microbes. You could take that tampon and put it in the end of a bottle and use it as a crude water filter. Fire tinder, if you're trying to start a fire. Nothing better starting a fire than a tampon, really. How about a straw filter? So, you know, you've seen people drinking from lakes or drinking from some body of water with a straw filter, which is basically a straw with a filter in it. Tampon, a perfect straw filter. A wick for a crude candle. So you can make a candle out of different materials and then use the tampon as a wick for that candle. How about cordage? You could take tampons, stretch it out, and make cords and some kind of string in case you need a string out there in the wilderness to survive. How about a blow dart fletching? The fletching that goes on the end of a blow dart so you can catch that rabbit or whatever heck you're trying to get and eat with your blow dart. How about a blow tube for coal-burning containers? You know, because you got to get in there to get the oxygen in there for the coal to start going. So you take the thing and you blow into it. You can use it as a waterproof match and fire tinder case, since the outer casing of a tampon is waterproof, so tampons don't get wet. It's very important. And you can use it as a fishing bobber in case you need to go fishing and then you have your tampon bouncing up and down. You probably don't want your buddies to see that, but I'm talking about an emergency situation. So there are 10 things that a guy can do with a tampon, just taking it and chuck it in the trash or laughing about it, or taking maxi pads and sticking them to the wall and whatever the heck they're going to do with them. But I would say this is going to lead to an unbelievable waste of money that colleges actually need for other things. So today is cheese ball day for all the people out there that love to clog their arteries with cheese. Love cheese. Who doesn't love cheese? Unless you're lactose intolerant, then you're not enjoying of fromage, right? So cheese ball day, you go out there, you take a cheese ball and you deep fry it and then you eat it, and then that's cheese ball. Or, you know, there's all kinds of cheese balls, I guess, right? Today is Haiku Poetry Day. So, of course, it came about in the 1600s in Japan from another form of poetry called Renku. Didn't make it to the U.S. until the late 1800s, but it didn't really catch on until the mid-1900s. So, basically, you go out there with your pen and paper, you try to capture the things that you see, a little bit of art, in the space of about 17 syllables. And that is your haiku. Today is Bat Appreciation Day. So what would life be without bats, man? I like to watch their little bat dance they do up there in the sky. They go after all the insects. You know, bats are very beneficial to have. Yeah, they could have rabies, so can anything. But bats are very cool and a very interesting creature. And it's really nice to watch them do what they do. And to celebrate Bat Appreciation Day, go to Walmart and buy some salad, since they had bats in their salad recently, right? Today is Ford Mustang Day, celebrating all the people out there that like to drive a Ford Mustang. I've never owned a Mustang, me personally. I'm not a Ford kind of guy, you know? But for all the people out there that love their Ford Mustangs, I mean, they are cool. I'll give them that. So celebrate your Ford Mustang in style. I hope you have a convertible. Put your top down and go cruising in your Ford and be cool. Today is blah, blah, blah day. So basically it's a day that if you've procrastinated about all the other stuff, you know how people nag the crap out of you to get you to do things, and then actually it makes you not want to do things. And also, nagging is a form of abuse. So anybody who nags you, you can let them know that. So blah, blah, blah day is a day to satisfy the nag. It's a day to go out there and do all the things and get it done and then enjoy that. So one day a year, you can get stuff done. Today is National Ellis Island Family History Day. Me, myself, I have had family that came through Ellis Island. So Ellis Island, it was a big part of America. A lot of immigrants came over the legal way, and then they enjoyed what America had to offer, and it was a battle for them. A lot of times, like in my family, like Italian, you know, people were prejudiced against Italians, people were prejudiced against Jewish people and all that. So these groups actually had to band together against the other white Anglo-Saxon Protestants that were in this country so far, who were prejudiced against all the people coming over. So anytime you hear people talk about this prejudice, that prejudice, you know what? I think everyone's gone through it at one time or another. So this is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Monday, April 17th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.